The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to today's action in Clonmel, jumping returns in Ireland. And my name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action, as always, is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Very well, Mark. Thank you.
Good man. We're not far away from the Cheltenham Festival now. Are you all set for that?
Certainly are, yeah. Can't wait, to be honest. Always find the last week's a little bit of a drag. It can take forever to get through, but once we get towards the weekend and we can smell the Cheltenham air in our nostrils, I think we're all ready to go.
We're not going to see any Cheltenham clues at Clonmel, unfortunately, this afternoon, you've got a few angles in on these races today, haven't you?
I think so, yeah. I don't mind it, actually.
Yeah.
There's a couple of short price favourites I don't really care too much about, and a couple that do have a solid look to them, and particular one in the 410 in the handicap, which I think's he's my best bet on the card, so I think there are one or two decent betting opportunities there today.
Okay, good stuff. We'll hold on to that one in the 410. We'll come on to that shortly. But we'll start in the 2:35, the first race on the card, and this is an EBF maiden hurdle over 2.5 miles. And we have a blessing eject at the top of the betting at 2-1. Sizing call 9-2, 6-1 for Kymin's Way, Afterclass and Spot Fine above 13-2. A bit of money for Who Let the Dogs Out, 11-1, Inter 15-2, 14-1 for Lacking Lass, and 20s or bigger the rest. A 2-1 favourite for Willie Mullins and Ruby Walsh. And Ruby Walsh's only ride on the card. That's going to attract some attention, isn't it, Andy?
I think it is, yeah, definitely. He's certainly got a chance on his run previously, when he was second to a pair of brown eyes at Fairy House. But then he went to Punchestown quite strongly fancied the other day and didn't run anywhere near at that level. So not really sure what to expect, to be perfectly honest. I think he is probably priced up on that previous run. And if you're prepared to take the chance that he can bounce back to that kind of form, then 9-4, I suppose, you know, he's maybe worth taking. But I do think there's one or two horses in this race that appeal at much bigger prices. And the two of them are Afterclass and Who Let the Dogs. Afterclass in particular was a horse that I thought would run well here last time out. And he was in the process of doing just that, but unfortunately fell at the second last when still in contention and seemingly going well. Chance to rectify that fall today. And a good run the time before as well, behind Synchronicity and Nicholson at third. So he's got to be a player, 7-1 with Hills this morning. I can see why there's money for Robert Tyner's 6-year-old mare as well, Who Let the Dogs Out. She was third in that aforementioned race behind Fetard Player. And I thought she did all of the end as well. So we know she stays well. And that's certainly improved effort on the two previous runs where she hadn't really figured. She's a former point-to-point winner. So clearly stamina is a key suit. And if, you know, she was trained by probably a more high-profile handler. I'm not saying Robert Tyner isn't, but up against the likes of Draper, Mullins, Hughes, etc., and Morris, then he's obviously probably slipped under the radar here a little bit. So, Who Let the Dogs Out and Afterclass with my two against the field in the first.
Okay, a couple against the field then in the first. The 3:10 is the second race, and this is a maiden hurdle over the extended 2 miles. And we have an odds-on favourite in the shape of Bonzo Bing, who's 4-5. And he had a couple of decent efforts in bumpers and then made an encouraging hurdling debut when third in a 21-runner field race maiden hurdle at Punchestown last time. So with likely improvement from that, Andy, do you see Bonzo Bing as the one to beat?
Definitely, yeah. Typical Irish maiden hurdle. Big on numbers, but low on actual nominees, if you like, to win the race. Bonzo Bing is clearly the one they've got all to beat here. I think 4-5 is a fair representation of his chances. He was unlucky to bump into a couple of very good horses in the bumper sphere behind Milcian and, of course, Silver Concord. I think Silver Concord still on target for the champion bump at the Cheltenham Festival next week. And it was a decent return first time out, wasn't it, at St. Punchestown the other day when they raced on the inside track. And I didn't think it suited Bill Harney's 6-year-old because he looked all at sea around the tighter version of Punchestown's race course. And he did some good work at the end to suggest a more galloping track and a stiffer venue or suit. Now, Clonmel is tight by circumference, but at the same time, you do go up and hill and down Dale a few times, particularly in the home straight. So I think the back end of the race, where this horse is particularly strong or playing to his strengths, certainly wasn't a bad run anyway. The face of Beyond Romney and blow the doors off in a very competitive race. So he sets a standard on what he's done in bumpers, and he also sets a standard on his hurdle runs, and that equates to him being a very solid favourite and the pick in the 3.10.
Okay, on to the 3.40 next, race 3 on the card, and this is a mare's handicap hurdle over the extended 2 miles. And Avondale Lady heads the betting this morning at 7-4. She's got a pretty solid profile as well. Comes here chasing the hat trick, 5 times a winner, and beat Biley Babe last time when winning at Nace. And in third in that race was Lead Kindly Light, who reopposes this afternoon. Her hurdle mark is very much lower than her chase mark as well. I think it's about £20 difference between the two marks. And do you think she has leading claims again here, Andy?
I do. I think she's another solid looking favourite here, Mark. It's hard to push her to one side. I think if she runs anywhere near the standard that she's been doing over fences, she should account for this lot, and that's exactly what she did 2 starts ago, when seemingly a handicap gun thing off a mark of 104 at Cork, she duly obliged, and albeit she's been raised £10, I still don't think that's good enough to stop her, because I thought she won with more in the hand than the official margin suggests that day, over a trip that probably would have stretched her on that ground. I think 2 miles is absolutely fine for her when the ground's heavy, and she, as you said, she beat a couple of good horses last time out, who'd been right on top of the game. That Briley Babe had beaten Un Artiste in a good race the time before at Thurles. We also had Tala in that race, who sent off a wild odds on chance to win that race. And Avondale Lady, to be fair, beat them on merit just because she's in really good order. I think, a horse like that who's probably, £10 to £15 below the likes of Briley Babe and Tala has to be well ahead of her game to defeat those horses. So it still suggests off a mark of 114, despite top weight, she is clearly the one to beat here. And we know she goes really well around Clonmel as well. That's the other positive in her direction. She's raced here 3 times, won 1 and finished 3rd twice. So it's hard to escape her claims here. She's 7-4, but I think that's a really good 7-4.
Okay. Avondale Lady then in the 3.40. Just one more to get your thoughts on here, Andy, because there's been a bit of a market move this morning on Molly's Affair, who's 18-1 into 12-1 at the time of recording. She's got some pretty decent form. I mean, that handicap debut was okay, but is 2 miles going to be too sharp this afternoon?
It probably looks that way, doesn't it? Her best runs have come over beyond 2.5, and that run beyond Tip Top Harry the other day suggested that they didn't ride her aggressively, so they were riding for stamina. Yeah, so dropping back to 2 miles against a pacey sort in Avondale Lady, I'd expect her to get outpaced.
Okay, on to the 4.10 next then. This is a handicap hurdle for horses rated 80-109. It's over 3 miles, and Ali Vic heads the betting at 11-4. West of the Edge is 3-1, 7-1 for Taurine, that's been backed from 11-1. All Honours is 17-2, 10s for Missy Ella, Dorstown is 12-1 with Volky, so Blue, and then 16-1 or bigger prices the rest. At the top of this piece, Andy, you said that you had a strong fancy in the 4.10. Which one is it?
Yeah, my nap of the day is going to be this West of the Edge. 6-year-old, trained by James Dullier. And he's run really well on his last 2 starts. One that came at his first Tremor on New Year's Day when he was 3rd behind Mini Vic, who pulled that race out of the fire. It looked as though it was going to go away, the favourite Sacramento. But it went to the mare in very tenacious fashion. Back in 3rd was with this West of the Edge, who'd run its best ever race in recent times. So you're thinking, well, was that a book? Can we rely on it to do what it did on that occasion? And he answered that question in no uncertain terms next time out when chasing home the heavy gambles of the season in Ireland called Isle of Hopes and Dreams, who was back from 5-2 in the morning into 4-5 on track and would accordingly. William Mullins doesn't often have horses in low grade handicaps, but that was very much the talk of the racetrack that day, that one had plenty in hand. Mullins' camp was that a horse had at least 2 stand in hand, such as the horses he'd been working with at home prior to that. And even though he did win easily in the end, he won by 10 lengths and beating West of the Edge, there was a couple of points in that race. I actually thought that the favourite was in trouble against his strong travelling horse. And the fact that the pair of them pull quite a considerable distance away from the rest suggests that West of the Edge was a bit unlucky, to be fair. You take the winner out of it, he's won a competitive handicap by 16 lengths. Opponents no better than this, I would suggest. He's been raised £5, but I think that's a fair reflection of his run on that particular day. And as I said, I don't think there's any dangerous floaters in this race. I think LA Vic is the fairly solid benchmark horse, but you know, he's unproven over 3 miles. You know, most of his form's over 2.5 and shorter distances. So, you know, he's got to run 3 miles on heavy ground, which is a scenario he's never faced before in his life. So I do think West of the Edge has got a significant advantage. He stays well. He travels well. He was lucky last time out to bump into such a well-handicapped horse. He hasn't got that today. And I think he should be favourite here, and he isn't. So let's make West of the Edge the favourite in the 4.10, or the pick in the 4.10, sorry.
Okay, West of the Edge, then the nap selection for Andy today in Clonmel. Moving on to the 4.40 next, the fifth race on the card, and this is a 2.5 mile beginner's chase and a fairly open beginner's chase as well, where Hoppin is the 7-2 market leader. Kilcarry Bridge is 4-1, Kandinsky 11-2 with the parties over. Never Complain is 6-1, Time Please 15-2, and then 8-1 or bigger prices the rest. Who do you like for the 4.40, Andy?
Well, I like Hoppin. I thought he ran an encouraging race first time out of the fences. You'd always give a horse like him out after they just had the one run. In the sense he was up against horses like Kilcarry Bridge, who were ahead of him, who'd had 4 previous starts. So, with just normal improvement, and if you like, you know, now he's got his eye in. I'd hope that Hoppin might just be able to turn the tables around with his old rival. Back in the field was the parties over Tariq and Appletime and Kandinsky. In particular, Kandinsky obviously got brought down early on when he was well fancied. He's a bit of an enigma, Kandinsky, in the sense that he could win this race very easily, but he could also chuck it away like he's done on many occasions beforehand. Whether the hood also has a galvanising effect, I wouldn't be sure about. So he's a difficult one to weigh up. Whereas I think Hoppin's fairly straightforward, as his form figures suggest. He always seems to run his race. He stays well, and I actually think stepping up to 2.5 miles will suit this horse in the future. So I will go for Hoppin. I think 7-2 is a fair enough price. It's not straightforward because it's a beginner's chase, but hopefully he can keep out of trouble and show what he can do today in the 4.40.
Okay, the penultimate race this afternoon is the 5.10. This is the Martinstown Opportunity Handicap Chase over 2.5 miles. It's for horses rated 0-1, 2, 3, and Golden Ticket heads the betting at 7-2. And pretty encouraging effort last time when second at Leopardstown, and this step on the trip should probably suit Andy.
It should do, yeah. Now, that was over 2.1 mile, and all his best previous form was over 2.5. That's probably why he got beat the time before. Now he's over 2 miles. Prior to that, he looked good at the same track over today's distance. And he's got, obviously, one of the best riders in the race on board, Jody McGarvey, who takes another £2 off. He's certainly one to consider here. He goes well right-handed. He jumps well, stays, and he's got all the attributes to go really close in a race like this. But I quite like Mackie's Forge here. Unfortunately, he's yet to win over fences in quite a few attempts, but it's certainly not through lack of trying. And if he runs anywhere near the standard of his last 2 runs at Leopardstown, then he should be in the frame here at the very least. He's 8-1 this morning with William Hill. I think it's a decent each way bet. That fifth behind Wrong Turn reads quite well, and also they run the time before as well behind Tony Martin's Charge, suggests that he's bang on top of his game. Ian McCarthy takes the ride, one of the better pilots in this race as well. So I'm going to go with Mackie's Forge each way. I think he's good value, and I think he'll give you a decent run for your money.
OK, and we finish the card at 5.45 with a 2 mile bumper, and Lord Scoundrel heads the betting at 6-5. It's 11-4 for Vegetariat. Golden Dancer is 100-30, and then 9-1 or bigger prices the rest. This favourite, Andy, Lord Scoundrel, has hit the crossbar on 4 consecutive occasions in bumpers, and looked as if he may have thrown away a winning opportunity at Navan last time. Is it becoming time to swerve Lord Scoundrel?
I'd probably give him one more go, because equally I can't really decide whether the Willie Mullins horse is as reliable either. I mean, he's beat one horse home last time out, Vegetariat, and he's not great value at 5-2 stroke 11-4, considering his defections. Whereas I do quite like this Lord Scoundrel. I don't think there's anything any great malice with the horse. Some horses that finish second all the time, you think, oh God. What am I doing backing one at such a short price? But I just think he's been really unlucky. Obviously, the horses have beaten him, have been of a fairly decent standard. Choncoll, of course, Noel Mead thinks the world of him. He beat him 3 starts ago. Okay, it was a bit of a shock, the winner at Fairy House, but I didn't think Lord Scoundrel did much wrong. And then he got involved in with a horse called Balor, who obviously had quite a bit of ability last time out. So, I'll stick with Lord Scoundrel. It's not a great betting race for me. I'm not suggesting we should have the crown jewels on, but you know, he's the most likely winner and looks a fairly weak bumper.
Okay, let's just have a quick summary then, Andy, if you wouldn't mind spinning us through your selections for Clonmel one more time.
Yeah, I'll go against two in the field in the first race, After Class and Who Let the Dogs Out. Bonzo Bing looks a good thing in the 3.10. Similar comments apply to Avondu Lady in the 3.40. Nap of the Day is West of the Edge in the 4.10. I think he's got a fantastic chance today. Hopping with a clear round should go well in the 4.40. Mackie's Ford, she's another one that looks a fair each-way bet, considering his form figures and speed figures in that 5.10. And I've got to give another chance to Lord Scoundrel to put the record straight in the last.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck with your selections and enjoy Clonmel this afternoon, and we'll speak to you again tomorrow ahead of Dundalk.
Of course, Dundalk tomorrow night. How could I forget?
Thanks, Andy.
Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.